The news presented by Baba Yakubu
and Yvonne Atilego.
In the headlines, government to assist cocoa farmers in Volta region with free seedlings and inputs to help revamp the industry. Tender process begins to select private partner for ECG. Ghana Immigration Service launches 5-year strategic plan. Ethiopia declares 2 days of national mourning for 200 people killed by gunmen from South Sudan. And Brazilian president says she'll not resign after losing congressional impeachment vote. But says a summary by Yvonne.
Government says it will assist cocoa farmers in the Volta region with free seedlings and inputs to help revamp the industry. President John Mahama said this during his Accounting to the People tour of the Volta region. He said government will ensure that development reaches every nook and cranny of the country. The president had earlier inaugurated the first completed stretch of the Eastern Corridor Road from Dodopepesu to Nkwanta. Tender processes have begun to select a private partner for the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, as a concession for 25 years. A communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, said the concession is to improve performance as well as mobilization of private investment. The Ghana Immigration Service has launched a 5-year strategic plan to comprehensively manage migration issues in Ghana. Speaking at the opening of a 4-day workshop in Accra to commence the process and develop the plan for 2016 to 2020, the Deputy Director of GIS, Felix Yao Sapo, said the plan would critically focus on combating irregular migration to ensure national security. Ethiopia has declared 2 days of national mourning for 200 people killed by gunmen from South Sudan. Ethiopia is mourning 200 people killed by gunmen from neighboring South Sudan. The House of Representatives, in a statement, said flags will be flown at half-mast across the country in the country's foreign mission starting today. And the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff says she will not resign after losing congressional vote to open impeachment process against her. She is shocked by the level of attack by her political opponents during the vote in the lower house of Congress on Sunday.
CBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news in detail. President John Mahama says his first term in office has exhibited a phenomenal track record that guarantees another term. Addressing the chiefs and people of Ofo in the Volta region as part of the accounting tour to the people, President Mahama said government will ensure that development reaches every part of the country. The president has earlier inaugurated the first completed stretch of the Eastern Corridor Road from Dodopepesu to Nkwanta. The paramount chief of APAFO, Nana Efifa Ekuamua, who spoke on behalf of the chiefs at Hohoi, described President Mahama as a listening leader. Pascaline Aladivo sent this report.
Characteristic of the region, referred to as the World Bank or the IMF of the NDC, President Mahama and his entourage were mobbed by residents of Hohoi. All through the journey, the convoy was stopped at almost every junction by some youth eager to catch a glimpse of the number one gentleman and get him to speak to them. President Mahama inaugurated a 46-kilometer stretch of the Eastern Corridor Road from Dodopepesu to Nkwanta. He also inspected some road projects before addressing the chiefs and people of KJB. The KJB township roads are currently undergoing asphalting, and there are a number of ongoing projects, including a new district hospital. From KJB, President Mahama made a final stop in the Hohoi township, where chiefs from all the paramountcies had converged to welcome him. On behalf of the chiefs, the paramount chief of APAFU, Nana Efifa Ekuamua, exalted what he described as the telling qualities of President Mahama. He thanked the president for his intervention in ensuring peace in Alavanyo and in Konya. Nana Ntiamwa also recalled how government responded swiftly to some issues in the town.
Your prompt response to issues regarding our roads is very refreshing and reassuring. It is an indication that you are really a listening president and a father of the nation, and that we can rely on you in our moment of need. We all witness to the steady progress of the Eastern Corridor Road, which upon completion will ease movement of goods and services. Indeed, there is no gainsaying that under your leadership, Ghana has seen an unprecedented infrastructural development across the country.
President Mahama said, with the asphalting of the town roads as well as the Eastern Corridor, Hohoi inadvertently becomes a commercial town. He assured the people that the Hohoi Fudome Road will soon be awarded on contract.
We are working hard on all the other stretches of the Eastern Corridor Road because I know that this is a project that is high on the hearts of the people of the Volta region. And I wish to appeal to our traditional rulers and our people. Development is a process. It's not an event. We have to start from somewhere before we reach somewhere. And so if we have not reached your road yet, it doesn't mean we won't do your road. Hohoi is going to become a major commercial center on the Eastern Corridor Road. Many of the cars that will be coming from the north will come and stop here in Hohoi to refuel, to buy some food to eat, or to drink coffee and chibum or whatever. And that is why we have to upgrade the roads in the Hohoi Township.
President Mahama called on people who have turned 18 this year to register in the voter registration exercise, which opens on the 28th of this month.
Pascaline Adadevo's report.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has announced efforts to revamp cocoa farming in the Volta region. Hohoi and surrounding towns were known in the past for their booming cocoa sector, but the fortunes have dwindled with time. President Mahama said Ghana Cocoa Board will assist interested farmers with free seedlings and inputs to start the cocoa farming. He encouraged the traditional leaders to give out land for the purpose.
The good things we're working on too is the cocoa industry. Before, when you talked about cocoa and the amount of cocoa that was harvested, from Hohoi through Rara all the way through Dodipepesu, a huge quantity of cocoa used to be harvested. Fortunately, that has dwindled over the years. We are looking to rehabilitate cocoa farming in the Volta region. And so areas around Hohoi, Lipe, Alavanyo, Konya, we are encouraging our traditional rulers to allocate land to young farmers who want to go into cocoa growing so that we can assist them to be able to do so. Government on this part is giving everything free of charge. The cocoa seedlings are free. The inputs are free. All you need is the land. And we will bring the cocoa extension officers to show you how to plant the cocoa. And they will help you and supervise you until the cocoa is grown. And with the hybrid cocoa seedlings we are using, in 3 years it starts fruiting. In 5 years it is mature. And the price that we are paying for a kilogram of cocoa is very attractive. It can change the lives of our young people. So please, the traditional rulers, if we can release some of the land to these young people, the cocoa board is willing to come and assist them to grow the cocoa so that they can earn an income and improve their lives.
President Mahama.
Following Radio Ghana's report on drought, which has destroyed about 200 acres of orange and oil plantation at Konko near Tinkong in the Ekuapem North Municipality of the Eastern Region, the Municipal Chief Executive for Ekuapem North, George Opariado, has paid a working visit to the farms to ascertain the level of damage. Mr. Opariado was accompanied by the Ekuapem North Municipal Coordinator of NADMO, Victor Doku, and the Agriculture Extension Officer. He encouraged the farmers not to be discouraged about the drought, adding that they should redouble their effort to reinstate their farms. He assured them that the necessary relief items will be given affected farmers after his outfit has assessed the level of damage. The chairman of the Ekuapem North Citrus Farmers Association and manager of Konko Farm, Stephen Ajimai, who owns about 80 acres of the destroyed orange and oil plantation, in an interview with Radio Ghana said they expect the appropriate authorities to go to their aid and reinstate their farms. He said they need seedlings and financial assistance to enable them to produce again. Mr. Jermaine cited irrigation as a major challenge and called on government to assist them.
Government has begun an international tender process to select a private partner to operate the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, as a concession for 25 years. A communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, said the concession is to improve performance indicators as well as mobilization of private investment. He said the move is to lessen the burden on government and further inject efficiency into the company. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
The whole idea is to now have what we call the PSP, that's the private sector participation in EC. Basically, what it then means is that we are saying that we have the infrastructure of ECG. The infrastructure and the assets of ECG are the property of government, the people and government of Ghana, and will remain seen. However, we are saying that, look, we are bringing in the private sector to hand over these things to them, for them to run it. One, to ensure efficiency in terms of quality delivery, to ensure that there is financial health being reinstalled, to lessen the financial burden of government in terms of constant injection of new capital into this sector.
So private sector participation, how different is it from privatization?
The privatization is that you will sell the assets, offload your rights to the asset to a private sector. With this current one, what we are doing is that the property is leased out to the private sector to run over a period, either 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Within that particular period, there are certain conditions the person must meet. The conditions are that, one, he must inject capital to bring it back to financial health. He must inject improvement of the equipment in terms of quality of service and technical competence. He must inject all those things. And he must also bring in, to a very large extent, a very sound organizational culture that is sustainable over a period of time after they have exited.
Communication specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, and energy specialist Kwame Jantua said the partnership will create unemployment in the country. According to him, the move will be a high cost to the economy. He therefore urged government to put in a clause to sanction the company if there is any loss.
I would say, I really and truly do not agree to this particular a concession, but government feels it's the right way to go, because I feel we have competent people in Ghana who can run ECG. And the major question is funding. That is the major question, as far as I can see. It's finance and management. And if we can sanction people when they are supposed to do what they are supposed to do and they don't do it, I'm sure it will bring some kind of discipline into the system. But I can see from miles away that government is going into this because of funding. Because wasn't it the ones who went to get Liberia's electricity going after the war? We have the competent people to do it. But if government feels this is the way they want to go, fine. But I really agree to this kind of, because I think in Ghana we can do it. That is why some of us were saying from the word that the 70% of the oil revenue that we are putting in the consolidated fund, we should drop to 30% and invest that 70% in high-yielding accounts.
Kwame Jantua is an energy specialist. The campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Steve Mantiao, also called on the ministry to rethink through its decision to privatize ECG. He said there is a more prudent way to solve the energy crisis, but certainly not privatization, adding that government should learn from past experiences in privatization.
The answer is practically no, because they always drive up costs to consumers. I heard your my another line, and this agreement is going to drive prices down. That is not true. It is false. And I don't know if you have seen the feasibility report that was done by the U.S. Army Corps on this project. You should go and look at it. In fact, we've even taken off the responsibility for rural electrification from the concessionaire, something that is the responsibility of ECG. So we are actually ensuring that anything that will get in the way of the concessionaire making his markup, his profit, isn't offloaded from this arrangement, but that they can be assured and guaranteed that they will get projected profit. In actual fact, government has agreed to pay off all monies owed ECG before the concessionaire takes over.
Campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Steve Mantiao. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Government to assist cocoa farmers in Volta region with free seedlings and inputs to help revamp the industry. Tender process begins to select private partner for ECG. Ghana Immigration Service launches 5-year strategic plan. Ethiopia declares 2 days of national mourning for 200 people killed by gunmen from South Sudan. And Brazilian president says she will not resign after losing congressional impeachment vote. You can get through to the Radio Ghana newsroom on WhatsApp number 0560-266-551.
The National Malaria Control Program says the number of deaths caused by malaria has reduced from about 4,000 in 2010 to a little more than 2,000 in 2015. The program manager, Dr. Constance Bart-Planche, said the achievement became possible because of interventions adopted by the program over the period. Dr. Bart-Planche announced this at a media briefing in Accra to herald World Malaria Day, which falls on Monday. Rita Ampabin Tete reports.
Malaria has over the years had a devastating effect on Africa, and Ghana is no exception. As a result, health partners have been consistently coming out with ideas that can best control and prevent malaria. In Ghana, some preventive strategies were adopted about 5 years ago, and these strategies, according to the body in charge of malaria prevention, have yielded positive results. Some of these national interventions are the compulsory use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual spraying, preventive treatment for pregnant women, personal protective measures, among others. The program manager of the National Malaria Control Program, Dr. Bart-Planche, said patients' malaria deaths have reduced. In 2010, 3,882 deaths were recorded. In 2011, 3,199. 2012, 2,799. 2013, 2,985. 2014, 2,200. And in 2015, 2,137.
Despite the challenges, we have made progress. There's been a reduction in malaria deaths and reduction in the malaria burden nationwide. There's been consistent reduction in malaria deaths. Over 5 years, we have recorded about 45% reduction in malaria deaths.
Dr. Bart-Planche called on policymakers and health partners to invest more resources in malaria control and prevention to totally eradicate the disease in Ghana.
If we want to sustain and even accelerate, it means that the resources must flow in. That is why we are saying we have added that we should invest in malaria. Almost $6.6 million, which translates to about 20 million Ghana cedis. That's how much it's costing businesses for malaria. And this total cost, the businesses are losing because if you get malaria, you don't go to work, so they lose.
The Director of Public Health Division of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Bedusa Akodie, entreated all to make the eradication of malaria everyone's business.
The country needs to do everything possible to turn the turmoil and make sure that our children that are mostly affected by malaria are adequately protected.
Self-treatment of malaria, according to health experts, is bad, and for every malaria treatment to be commenced, one must first undergo tests and be confirmed before treatment.
Rita Ampabin Tete reporting.
The Eastern Regional Directorate of the National Health Insurance Authority, NHIA, exceeded the target set for them for 2015 by the national leadership of the scheme. The Regional Director of NHIA, Alhaji Seydou Samson Abudu, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana in Kofodia. According to him, the region enrolled 1,169,682, which is more than the set target by 10%, with other schemes under the region exceeding their targets. He attributed the feat to several programs the authority brought on board within the year, such as the free registration of the aged, vulnerable, pregnant women and school children.
The minority leader, Chairman Sabonso, is blaming Parliament for the corruption and the ills in government. According to him, Parliament, which should be the bulwark of democratic governance and the gatekeeper of the national purse, has relaxed in approving what he termed frivolous and questionable bills and budgets. Mr. Mensah-Bones was speaking in Accra at a symposium on law and public policy, a report by Doreen Ampofu.
Osaiche Mensah-Bones, who has been in parliament for more than a decade and minority leader, said if parliament were to exercise its oversight responsibility diligently, issues of over-invoicing, unbridled soul sourcing and restrictive tendering would have been dealt with strictly.
If parliament were to exercise its functions properly, a lot of the ills that have been afflicting this country would not arise in the first place. Parliament has the power of purse function. It is the gatekeeper of the national purse. This function is exercised during the scrutiny and approval of budgets. If parliament insisted that it would not allow any president to exceed the ceiling of allocations as captured in the Appropriations Act and provided sanctions against errant presidents or executives, there would be sanity in our financial administration and economic development would be guaranteed.
Minority leader in parliament of Osaiche Mensah-Bones, ending that report by Doreen Ampofu. A former special representative of the UN Secretary General in charge of Liberia, Karen Landgren, has called on state actors and organizations to work together to ensure peace and security in the sub-region. She said working together will bring a shared vision which will make peacekeeping more efficient. Mrs. Landgren was speaking at a lecture in Accra. Naomi Komi has more.
The Kofi Annan Dag Hemashaw Lecture is held annually in honor of the two former UN Secretary Generals. The lecture, which is being attended by security personnel and security experts from different countries, is geared towards ensuring peace and security in Africa. Ms. Landgren said ECOWAS is a strong institution which has helped in the prevention of conflicts and changed most conflict zones in the sub-region. She called on ECOWAS to use its expertise to help sustain peace and security in the rest of Africa.
Africa is extraordinarily fortunate in having the regional and sub-regional bodies itself. From the AU, whose role and capacity have increased tremendously in the past decade, to ECOWAS, to the East African community where I served before in Burundi. And of course, ECOWAS has an extraordinary history with Liberia.
That was a former representative of the UN Secretary General in charge of Liberia, Karen Landgren, ending that report by Naomi Komi. The Ghana Immigration Service, GIS, has launched a five-year strategic plan to comprehensively manage migration issues in Ghana. The plan would critically focus on combating irregular migration and ensure national security. Speaking at the opening of a four-day workshop in Accra to commence the process and develop the plan for 2016 to 2020, Deputy Director of the GIS, Felix Yao Sapong, said the strategic plan is a systematic process of envisioning a desired future and translate this vision into broadly defined goals. A report by Peggy Amufasoa.
The five-year strategic plan is funded by the European Union and the ECOWAS Commission. It would help prevent irregular migration and deter border crossing through unauthorized routes. In a speech read on behalf of the Minister of the Interior, Prosper Bani, said migration challenges are becoming more complex, which demands proactive strategies to build capabilities for effective handling. He urged the management of GIS to communicate the plan clearly to the staff for a successful implementation. The Deputy Director of GIS, Felix Yao Sapong, said formulating a strategic plan for the service is an extremely important step to enable the Ghana Immigration Service prioritize and carry out its mission and vision.
The plan was to meet the emerging global challenges of migration management, such as irregular migration, migration smuggling, among others, and repositioning the Ghana Immigration Service for greater service delivery in line with best practices. It is also to improve the capacity of the GIS to effectively carry out its mandate. This mandate includes the National Migration Policy, which was approved in November 2015 and inaugurated exactly 3rd February 2016. The core operational and administrative strategies of the service have looked over the years to respond to the increasing demands on the service by its stakeholders. The establishment of the Border Patrol Unit, Work Permit Sections, Document Forward and Expertise Center, and the Migration Management Bureau.
A representative of the
in the earthquake that struck Ecuador
in South Sudan, the country's House of Representatives in a statement said flags will be flown at half mast across the country and in the country's foreign missions starting today. Friday's attack happened in three districts of the Nuer Zone in the country's Gambela regional state.
Eight agencies are stepping up assistance following Saturday's devastating earthquake in Ecuador amid concerns over the conditions faced by survivors. Thousands of people were left homeless, making them vulnerable to dirty drinking water and disease. The World Food Programme and Oxfam are sending supplies, while the UN says it is preparing a major lift.
President Barack Obama is beginning a visit to Saudi Arabia at a time of strained relations between the U.S. and Gulf countries. He'll meet with King Salman and leaders from the Gulf Cooperation Council. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is on the trip with him.
And the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff says she will not resign after losing congressional votes to open impeachment process against her. Speaking to the foreign media in the capital, Brasilia, President Rousseff said she is outraged by the level of attack by her political opponent during the vote in the lower house of Congress on Sunday. She insists she is not corrupt.
To end the news, the main points again. President John Mahama says government will assist cocoa farmers in the Volta region with free seedlings and inputs to help revamp the industry. President said this during his accounting to the people tour of the Volta region. Tender processes have been opened to select a private partner for the ECG as a concession for 25 years. A communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, speaking on our current affairs program behind the news, said the move is to improve performance as well as mobilize private investment. The Ghana Immigration Service has launched a 5-year strategic plan to comprehensively manage migration issues. And Ethiopia has declared 2 days of national mourning for 200 people killed by gunmen from South Sudan. The news was presented by Baba Yakubu
and Yvonne Atilego in Accra.